from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks at the State Capitol Building in Pierre. Today we have updates from South Dakota's 101st legislative session. First, we'll discuss potential changes to the federal supplemental nutrition assistance program in South Dakota, though that's contingent on a not-so-certain governor's signature. Committees killing animal abuse and sports wagering bills, bills advancing to the governor's desk, and even more. It's Thursday, February 26th. Here are today's stories. The governor has the power to uphold or ban the use of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP dollars, for soft drinks. That's following a bill requesting a federal waiver aiming to remove sodas from acceptable use of the taxpayer-funded dollars. House Bill 1056 orders the State Department of Social Services to request a waiver to exclude soft drinks for the federal SNAP program. If approved, within 6 months of approval, soft drinks containing natural or artificial sweeteners would be banned for South Dakota SNAP recipients. It excludes some products like milk and milk substitutes. The legislation follows at least 18 other states with similar waivers. HB 1056 passed the Senate, where lawmakers endorsed SNAP reform 27-6. Republican Senator Sidney Davis is the bill's prime Senate sponsor.
This is a taxpayer-funded program. It has the word nutrition in it. We should start aligning the program with nutritional items.
In the House, it passed 58-11. Both chambers approved the bill by margins that could override a governor's veto, which is in play. Governor Larry Roden's office spoke in opposition as the bill made its way to his desk. They opposed it due to the administrative costs the bill brings with it. The Legislative Research Council estimates it would cost over $300,000 in the next 2 years and nearly $250,000 annually thereafter. Governor Roden told reporters he supports the idea of SNAP reform, but calls this bill a bailout for the federal government.
It's almost like we've accepted the dysfunction in D.C. and the people that are running things in D.C. and just giving them a pass to try and fix a problem that they created. And then spend state dollars, our tax dollars, basically to supplement a federal problem because the feds are dysfunctional.
Proponents of the bill argue the state could realize cost savings through reduced diet-related diseases in SNAP recipients who are also on state-funded Medicaid. Around 78% of individuals on Medicaid in the state also receive SNAP benefits. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Pierre. Lawmakers approve a bill seeking to increase the penalties for disrupting a church service. The current law is a misdemeanor offense. Senate Bill 113 makes it a felony-level offense. That offense carries a $4,000 fine and up to 2 years in prison. The bill was brought by Republican leadership in both chambers of the legislature and Governor Larry Roden. It's in response to events in the Twin Cities when protesters disrupted a St. Paul church service while protesting ICE agents in Minnesota. Opponents on the House floor argued it goes too far by making it a felony, and others saying it doesn't go far enough. The House of Representatives advances the bill 48-18. It heads to the governor's desk for a signature. A bill banning invasive-style surveying in South Dakota is heading to Governor Larry Roden's desk. It's in response to a 2024 state Supreme Court decision. Proponents say the bill brings state law in line with that decision. Senate Bill 88 defines an examination of property as minimally invasive that causes only minimal soil disturbances. The bill is named after Jared Bosley, a citizen of Aberdeen. He sued Summit Carbon Solutions for its proposed carbon dioxide pipeline after alleging the company accessed and caused damage to his land while surveying. The Bosley bill advances off the House floor unanimously. A legislative committee rejects a one-time funding request from Feeding South Dakota. The bill originally asked for $5 million for the organization. Its sponsor, Sioux Falls Democratic Representative Eric Mucky, amended that down to $1.5 million. Feeding South Dakota said the funding would offset the loss of federal dollars. But some lawmakers raised concerns the one-time funding could become a long-term expectation if federal funding doesn't return. The Joint Appropriations Committee tabled it in a 10-6 vote. Lawmakers reject using online Super Bowl bets for property tax relief. Senate Joint Resolution 504 would have expanded online sports wagers statewide if done through certified Deadwood casinos. It would have posed the question to voters in November and allows the state legislature to create rules around the gambling if approved. 90% of revenue gained was mandated towards property tax relief. However, opponents argue it would lead to additional gambling addiction in the state, particularly for men aged 18 to 34 who are the targets of sports wagering. Some tribes oppose the resolution because it didn't provide explicit language necessary to expand the opportunity to tribal casinos. A do-pass motion narrowly lost 6-7 in the House State Affairs Committee. After that, the committee opted to kill the resolution.
Legislative coverage on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, and your membership in the Friends of SDPB. Thank you.
A South Dakota veteran receives an award a long time coming on a national stage. 100-year-old Royce Williams received the Medal of Honor First Class during President Trump's State of the Union address. In 1952, Williams led an aerial dogfight during the Korean War against Soviet fighters. Officials say despite being outnumbered and facing superior aircraft, Williams shot down 4 enemy planes. The mission was classified due to tensions between the Soviet Union and the United States. It was declassified more than 60 years later. The Medal of Honor Williams received is the highest military honor the country can bestow. This morning, we have a preview of the state wrestling tournament, as well as a sneak peek of one of STPB's most anticipated sports specials.
It's your morning in play. I'm STPB's Josh Chilson, joined this morning by STPB sports content producer Nate Weck. Nate, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, Josh. How about you?
I'm doing great. So, Nate, you've been working really hard on, it's one of the favorite things that we do at STPB, the Tales from the Hardwood basketball special. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is about, I believe, the fourth or fifth year now that we've done this special. It's sort of a lead-in show towards the state tournament, even though the stories aren't necessarily surrounding teams that are going to be at the state tournament. They're more human interest type stories that just surround the game of basketball that we have in South Dakota. So this year we picked 4 stories. One of them is a kid from Clark Willow Lake named Levi Atkins, who's battled leukemia and stuff like that. And so we tell his story as part of this. Another one is a girl from Dual High School. Her name is Camden Peterines. She is a captain on the basketball team, but she also does announcing for the live stream that they do at Dual. So she kind of wears 2 hats and she kind of talks about how she balances both of those. The third one that we have is a head coach, Mallory Babb, out of Elkton Lake Benton. She is the youngest head coach that I've ever seen. She's 19 years old, sophomore in college, right? So she's going to college as a student full-time and she's head coaching a varsity basketball team. So we'll get a chance to show everybody about Mallory Babb and her story. And then also Ashlyn Copel out of Wagner is another story that we're covering with this. So Ashlyn Copel, standout basketball player for Wagner. I know we've talked about her a little bit on this program in recent weeks, but yeah, so we're kind of a profile piece on Ashlyn Copel, who is committed to playing women's basketball next year collegiately at the University of Nebraska. So those are the 4 stories. We also shot some stand-ups and things like that for this at the Corn Palace in Mitchell. And so we worked in some Corn Palace history and stuff like that into this program as well. So to watch Tales from the Hardwood, you can actually watch it right now on our STPB YouTube channel. You can also watch it tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 7 Mountain. It will be on television as well if you'd rather watch it live on TV. So yeah, there's a few different options for people to watch it and things like that. And yeah, it was a very fun show to be a part of this year. And I think it's going to paint the picture of just how special that basketball culture is and how special some of the people are that are involved in that culture that we have in South Dakota.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing it, Nate. And of course, this time of year, you guys are always busy in the sports world. What can you tell us about the state wrestling tournament?
Yeah, the state wrestling, individual state wrestling tournament actually begins here this morning at 10 a.m. Central Time from the Denny Sanford Premier Center here in Sioux Falls. We've got, we've got quarterfinal rounds. There's wrestle back rounds and stuff like, first round quarterfinal, like all that kind of stuff happens today. And then tomorrow we've got the semifinals, the placement matches and the championships are going to be on Saturday. And that championship session on Saturday is also going to be broadcasted live on SDPB TV. And that broadcast will start at 1 p.m. Central on Saturday. So we will have live streams of all 8 mats, All of those streams are going to be available on YouTube. You can also go to sdpb.org/wrestling to also find all of the live streams for all of the eight mats. But yeah, if you're looking for that championship session, you can either watch one of the mats, because we'll still do individual mat streams for those as well, but we'll have a television, you know, production broadcast of that championship session as well. So there's a few different options for people. You know, really, if you, with those eight streams and stuff throughout the event, a person would be able to see any kid they want to watch throughout the event.
Sounds like people have plenty of different options on how to watch. So thanks for joining us this morning, Nate.
All right. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it.
Authorities say a staff member at the Huron School District is facing child pornography charges. 58-year-old Richard Hotchkiss is in custody following a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The DCI says investigators found over 30 images of child pornography on Hotchkiss's phone, activity dated back over the past decade. The Huron School District issued a statement confirming Hotchkiss was a staff member at a middle school. Investigators do not believe any students were involved. The statement condemns Hotchkiss's actions, adding he's resigning from the district and is banned from school grounds. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.